exploit the same advantage. To see that it seems to me that there is one factor which seems to be excluded, and that is power. It seems to me that innovation, this is a basic philosophy of the foundation, is not only a question of knowing, of knowledge. It's not a question of discovery, but it's a question of implementation of different discovery using power. It might be capital, it might be legitimate violence, to implement a discovery, you need power. In the market, this power is capital. In politics, is power in general. So, what could be the procedure to save democracy in making decisions in the choices that you correctly mentioned? Because whenever there is a choice to be done, there must be someone that does some decision making. And in our system, as in every system, we ask for someone having power to make a relevant decision, because it's not a case of expressing judgment. You need the implementation, the enforcement of a decision. So the point is, how can the people express their imaginaries or their conviction, to power? This is the point of democracy. It's a question of procedures. Democracy has been invented when the power of science were not there. Now there is a third factor, which is not the people will or the power will, but is the decision making or proposing by the science ambience. Now, Adamo, who was president of the commission for the new statute of the region of Lombardy, we thought that something has to be done in changing the procedures of democracy. Because if you don't do that, you don't touch upon the meaning of representation, you don't solve either the problem of languages or the problem of power. Because it's not enough that people acquire a new way of thinking. It's not enough that it expresses it. It's necessary that it is able to convince power to assume this new imaginary and transform it into history. This is the problem of what is called, you mentioned in your book, at the end, the deliberative democracy. I stop here. We found an enormous difficulty in articulating alternative procedures to the existing ones to fill the gap which exists between the way people is able to express its imaginaries, and the way people power intend to pick them up, This is the problem of democracy, starting from l'habeas corpus and la Magna Carta. Today, you have to insert expertise in the democratic procedure. We have learned through your book that the Americans do through pluralism and courts. The British do through authority, I would say, expertise. The German do in different way. But I think that the problem is the same in terms of methods and procedures. You know, the only point is that so far a procedure which is able to match the incapacity of the people, democracia, or the commanding subject, to the two different power, which are the power of knowledge, the scientist, and the power of power, I mean, the politicians, you know, is really the problem. Ours has been a very initial attempt, but it is transformed into law of the Republic, you know, a procedural clause in the statute. But as a matter of fact, I think there is an enormous way to go through to solve this problem, which in my opinion is the problem of democracy in a science-dominated or science-present society.